John chapter 10, the gate, the sheep, the other sheep, the thieves, the sheepfold, and its door. And they're principally the good shepherd and his unmistakable voice are the rich themes of this wonderful chapter. I am struck, however, by the importance of recognizing his voice. 20 centuries before artificial intelligence gave rise to speech recognition, Jesus told us about the importance of it in this chapter. We could rarely identify the voice of someone we haven't heard often. The more intimate and frequent the communication, the easier it is to recognize the voice. When he has brought all his own sheep outside, he walks on ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice and recognize his call. They will never follow a stranger, but will run away from him, because they do not know the voice of strangers. Verses 4 and 5. When we receive Christ as our Lord and Savior, God connects a receiver in our inner being that allows us to identify his voice. Romans 8:16. We also discover at least three things about the shepherd. He is the good shepherd because he gave his life for the sheep. And the gate. Whoever enters through him is saved. He is the great shepherd who rose from the dead to care for and make his sheep perfect. And finally, he is the prince of the shepherds who will come in glory to reward his faithful shepherds. What joy I feel today when I say, "The Lord is my shepherd."